ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड द सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर्स ऑफ जड़ भरत। टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 इस प्रोज सो आई विल जस्ट रीड इट। अथ कदाचित कश्चित् वृषल शतिर वृषल पतिर भद्रकाले पुरुष पशुम आल पशुम आला आला भाताप्त्य कामः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: At this time, being desirous of obtaining a son, a leader of dacoits who came from a Shudra family wanted to worship the goddess Bhadrakali by offering her in sacrifice a dull man who is considered no better than an animal. Purport: Low-class men such as Shudras worship demigods like goddess Kali or Bhadra Kali for the fulfillment of material desires. To this end, they sometimes kill a human being before the deity. They generally choose a person who is not very intelligent, in other words, an animal in the shape of a man. Hare Krishna. So here we are continuing our description of what's happening in the life of Jad Bharat, previously Bharat Maharaj, and then a deer who also performed devotional service in the deer's body. He heard, he was completely engaged as a deer in Shravanam Kirtanam and was eating only dried leaves that fell off from the tree on their own. So now Bharat Maharaj has got his third life as Jad Bharat, and how we heard in the past few days, he's purposefully very careful and attentive and behaving like a madman so as to avoid the association of materialistic people and get influenced by them. So after his father died, his brothers left him to care for his own, and apparently he was just walking in any part of the world, or his brothers would sometime make him stand as a scarecrow in the field or make him stand as a night guard in the fields to protect the fields from boars and other such animals. So one day this group of dacoit leaders who is described here as Urshala Patihi, that means low class people who are engaged in stealing the property of others. Yesterday we heard the glories of Parikshit Maharaj, and in that section also this Urshala word comes, where the Kali, who was killing the cow, the bull, with a stick on his fourth leg, Urshala. So we see this, there are various classes of human beings which we can't avoid. In the modern age, many people all over the world are unsuccessfully trying to make everything as one class. But see, what to speak of only in human beings' variety. We see variety is there in even animals, trees, birds, in all the species. There are varieties in the dogs also. People don't make all dogs at one. They want to keep pet only those good quality dogs, Alsatian, bulldog. They don't take any street dog and keep it as a pet. Or even amongst, there is a good prize on a parrot which can speak more, or something like that. So we see there is variety because Lord Krishna has made this world full of variety, and to show that there is no one, everything is different. As Madhya Skillam, everything is one, but Krishna shows even in material world there is no one, everything is unique, everything is different. This thing is observed even in the human society, where there are various categories of human beings. The main four are Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Even amongst them, we see there are so many subcategories. And even in the one category, we can see a particular Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra, maybe more expert or less expert or more intelligent or less intelligent at his work. So there are hundreds and as many human beings are there, there are as many varieties. But we should understand all this, and here we are seeing this is one of the high, like the lowest possible case of degradation. But although he is doing something to worship somebody, some authority, that case is there. He is not completely outright atheist. He accepts that there is some higher authority, higher than me, who can give me my desired results, like a son. Here he wanted to obtain a son, leader of dacoits. So he is doing some kind of worship as per his nature, as per his liking. He is thinking, okay, what my deity, Bhadrakali, this Bhadrakali deity is still today in Kurukshetra. Even Pandavas worship the same deity before going for war. So this dacoit leader is thinking, what this deity Bhadrakali will like? I want to offer which is very, maybe, so according to their own frame of mind, speculated way, they are thinking, oh, if I offer her nice blood of a man-animal, she will like it. In another place, Srila Prabhupada explains, Kali or Durga is a pure Vaishnav or Vaishnavi. She is the even wife of a great Vaishnav like Lord Shiva. So there is no case that she accepts such offerings. Although she, as a wife of Lord Shiva, who is called Bhutanath, she also sometimes might be giving shelter to such low class of people, but she never accepts these types of offerings which are given by them. So therefore we see here, as per their own concocted way, they are or their own natures. We see Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that people choose the way of worship as per their own nature. A man in mode of goodness will try to worship demigods. If I am wrong, you can correct me. A man in mode of passion will worship, I think, the leaders. And man in mode of ignorance will worship the ghosts and hobgoblins and like that. So here we see, although he is worshipping demigod Kali, but the mode of worship is full of ignorance. He is killing. Generally, killing a human being, even though they may choose a human being who is mad, but such type of worship is nowhere accepted in the Vedic scriptures. They are doing it on their own concoctions. But still, we see these varieties are there. And all these varieties of people are given a chance to progress. And there are various types of worships on there because the people are on various levels. The whole aim is to progress from whatever level we are or these people are to slowly, slowly a higher level. Like here we see he was doing in such a wrong way. And by a great mistake, instead of choosing a man animal, who he chose a most elevated Vaishnav. And so to teach him a right lesson, to help him further on his path, Mother Kali herself has to take a direct action. That she came out of the deity and told by her actions that you are doing a great mistake by killing or trying to sacrifice this great elevated Vaishnav. And she took the same sword and killed all the dacoits. The whole idea is the people maybe actually in language very low class. Why low class? Because they are influenced by a mode of ignorance, dense ignorance, and for them some things which they get inspired by are required for them to progress further ahead. Whole essence is the devotees or the people, they slowly slowly come to the mode of goodness, and from there they become pure due to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, knowing this well, that mode of ignorance, goodness and passion only influences the material body. It doesn't touch the spirit soul. Spirit soul is always aloof from material body. Just like an air is aloof, air may pass from bad area, good area, but it is aloof. It is aloof. It may seem that air is smelling bad. Air is smelling good, but actually air is aloof. It just moves on. Similarly, this material body is influenced by various modes of goodness, passion, ignorance. But the soul itself is completely aloof, untouched, uninfluenced. Even just like it is said, the soul cannot be wet, soul cannot be dried. It is completely beyond the influences of these all material elements of dried, wetness, wind, withered, cut. Similarly, soul is completely beyond the influence of mode of passion, goodness, ignorance. And knowing this well, a person who is Pandit, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmane Gavi Hastini, Shuni Chaiva Shapakecha, Pandita Samadarshina. Knowing this, that actually the soul within this body is completely free from mode of passion, ignorance. Whatever characteristics I am seeing, maybe this may be a dirty person, actually low class person. We can't deny that fact. Right now he is in a very bad shape of material existence. But still, that has to deal only with his particular material body and has nothing to do with the soul within the body. Knowing this well, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they don't either hate anyone or favor anyone out of the context, because they know this is a soul and this material body is just a changing phase in his life. Right now this person may be a Shudra's body, and within few years he may get a Brahmana's body, and this person may be right now in a Brahmana's body, and within few years he may become a Shudra if he performs karma that way. So knowing this, a Vaishnav or a Pandit, he respects and behaves in a proper etiquette to all the living entities. In this modern world, we see the tendency is becoming more and more external. We are giving respect or accepting respect more and more, or loving somebody or serving somebody more and more based on the material body. For example, this is a material example, but just we can take this reference and go further ahead. That in this material world, people love their father or serve their father or husband or children because they are their father, husband, wife or children. But as we see, as the age is degrading, generally the son doesn't serve his father because father is rich or father is poor, or a wife doesn't serve her husband because husband is beautiful, rich. The ideal is they serve in any condition, because the fact is they are husband, wife, son, father, mother, son, something like that. This is previously people would follow this. But as we see, as the modern age is coming in, degradation is coming in, people even in these basic relationships in human society, they are interested to serve their parents, husband, wife, only if they are getting something from them. We see when a husband or the leader of a family become old and he doesn't have any finances, then the serving tendencies also go away. Generally, he is neglected by his own wife, his own children. They mistreat him, although he still remains their father or husband. So in this way, the service was there only on externals, because he was having, at that time, a young, strong body. He could earn money, so his sons and wife were serving him. As His Holiness Navayogendra Maharaj, he made a very nice point in Cross Maidan lecture. He was telling of one gentleman. This gentleman came to Maharaj and he was lamenting. "Oh Maharaj, I am so distressed." He said, "Why?" "Because my wife passed away." He said, "Oh, what a nice subservient, humble, chaste wife I had. Whenever I would get up in the morning, she would give me hot tea. Whenever I would desire to shave, she would give me hot water. Whenever I wanted to go out, she would iron my clothes and give me." So Maharaj asked him, "Are you lamenting for the wife? Are you lamenting for the tea, water and clothes, iron clothes? What you are actually missing? Are you missing the wife, person, or are you missing the items which she provided?" So this is a part of joke, but we see in modern age, as the degradation goes further and further, people are further and further attracted to the outer coverings, the externals of this material world. We see the classical case. If you want to sell anything in this world today, your item may be good or bad, that no one worries. But how you package it, that is very important. If you pack things nicely in an attractive way, colorful way, and write many beautiful things on the top of it, have very beautiful photos and all these things. Inside is okay, but what is outside is more, which people get attracted to. They are not attracted to the substance which is inside. That is modern way people are becoming lower and lower in their consciousness, and they are going to these externals. Therefore, if we see similarly, this body is also external. The real, when we offer obeisances to Vaishnava, we certainly offer to the Vaishnava, but also it is said we offer to the Paramatma within the heart of the Vaishnava, knowing that he is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is personally present within this body as well. We see this example in the case of Murugari. Murugari in his initial life was such a hard-hearted person that he would kill animals halfway through and make them suffer. It's the worst type of sin a person can perform. A person can kill somebody, it's okay. But kill him halfway through and let him suffer for the remainder period of time so that he will die in such a suffering way is the worst type. But then later on, when he became a Vaishnava, and after he became an advanced pure devotee, when his spiritual master came to meet him again, Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, both came to meet him again, he ran forward to offer them obeisances. Now, his whole desire was to offer them obeisances. His aim was to welcome his guru, Parvat Muni, along with Narad Muni. But he was not neglectful to other living entities. Even while going to the most important part of spiritual life, it is said it is important to worship the Supreme Lord, but it is as important or equally important to worship the spiritual master, who is the representative of Supreme Lord. So Murugari was doing the most important part of his spiritual life. One of the is to welcome, receive and respect his spiritual master. But at the same time, he was not just thinking, oh, spiritual master is there, so for to respect him, I can, like, this is on an external level. We sometimes try to receive or respect senior devotees, but on the way we offend or disrespect or neglect the other devotees. And our great acharyas show by their own behavior that this is a great mistake, again on the external bodily level of activities. Yes, we accept that the senior devotees may be given priority, like when the food is distributed in the Vedic time, Brahmanas are given priority, certainly, not that everyone come in same line. But still, the other living entities are not at all neglected, or they are also fully satisfied by whatever they want, that is, there is priority to them as well. So here Murugari, he was running to offer his obeisances to and welcome his spiritual master, but he was very, very careful to not even kill a single ant, what to speak of devotees, a living entity, a single ant, while doing this process. So therefore, in our practice of spiritual life, we may have to learn this lesson that it's very important to receive and serve a spiritual master and other senior devotees, but is equally important to not to neglect the other devotees. Otherwise, our worship is incomplete. And such worship, we can say, is in the mode of, not at least in the proper mode. And such worship will not be even accepted by the devotees whom we are trying to serve. We see in the case of Ramacharya, when he was going to visit one village, he sent, in that village he had two disciples. One was a very rich businessman, another very poor man. And he sent his two disciples ahead to tell his disciples about the arrival of their spiritual master. So his two disciples, they went to this rich man's house first and told him, our spiritual master Ramacharya is coming. This rich man was so happy that he started making elaborate arrangements to receive the spiritual master, which is correct. But he did not pay even any attention to the another disciples, his godbrothers, who had come to give this message. So these two went away and went and then told the poor devotee, poor disciple, that our spiritual master Ramacharya is coming. He said, wonderful, we'll try to receive him in a very nice way, as far as my capacity goes. But please, tell me what you require, how can I serve you? In this way, this poor devotee took nice care of these two disciples who had come to inform about the arrival of Ramacharya. So when these two disciples went back to Ramacharya asked him, what happened? And these two disciples told. So by this time Ramacharya has come to village, and he decided to not to go to this rich disciple's house, and he went to this poor disciple's house because he took care nicely. Both were going to take care of Ramacharya nicely as per their capacity and means. They are going to put 100% efforts. No one was going to spare any effort to welcome the spiritual master. But Ramacharya went to the house who also took the nice care of their disciples or these two devotees who came as messengers. Therefore, even those whom we are trying to serve, if we serve in this partial or in a wrong attitude or a wrong way, even those whom we are trying to serve, they even don't accept the service. Even our aim is not fulfilled. Here, this rich disciple was trying to serve Ramacharya. But because on the way, he neglected his other disciples, other devotees, Ramacharya did not accept the service. Therefore, in the jest of serving some advanced devotee, which is required, which is due, which should not be neglected either, but we go on to the external level and we just completely offend, neglect, mistreat other devotees, and it's a very wrong way. Again, an external way of behavior and not in a mature way of behavior. We even see even Lord Krishna instructing this instruction. His Grace Gaurang Prabhu gave one class and he was mentioning this with quoting nice verses. I could not get time to go through all of the exact detail, but essence of the pastime which is told was when Lord Krishna visited Mithila. And in the Mithila there were two great personalities whom Lord Krishna was going to visit. Again, a rich king, Shrutadev, and a poor, Shrutadev was the king's name, and a poor Brahmana, Bahulashva. Name I am not correct, somebody can confirm the names. I think Shrutadev was the king's name, yes. And Bahulashva was the Brahmana's name. So Lord Krishna was going to visit both these places, and both of them invited. So this Brahmana invited Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna purposefully, when he was going to visit all the Mithila, he took many, many great saints and devotees along with him in the chariot. So, when this Brahman worshipped, Lord Krishna went to both houses. He expanded into two and went to both. And both of them worshipped Lord Krishna in a beautiful way as per their capacity. But this Brahman, when he was receiving Lord Krishna nicely, somehow or other, he neglected these other sages and Vaishnavas who had come with Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna personally there instructs this Brahman that although you are worshipping me very nicely, it's wonderful and important, but you are neglecting these devotees who have come with me. These are the real merciful people because they visit any place, they purify that place. Just by seeing them, a person is inspired in devotional service. So this worship of yours is incomplete, where you are worshipping only me and neglecting these great devotees, saints and sages who have come along with me. So we see this advanced devotee, this Lord Krishna himself is instructing this Brahman, you are worshipping me is very good, but please don't neglect these devotees who have come with me. So similarly, an advanced person, he certainly engages in devotional service. His prime aim of life is to serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. That certainly we can't remove that. But here we see that even in this 11th canto, where Lord Krishna is giving instruction to Uddhav. Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhav. What is telling? Srila Prabhupada says the instructions given to Uddhav are of very high caliber. And one place Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. But he wanted to tell more further ahead, more detailed knowledge, more important knowledge. And that was told by Lord Krishna to Uddhav in Uddhav Gita. In the 11th canto, just before Lord Krishna was about to depart. So this Uddhav Gita is knowledge which is further ahead of Bhagavad Gita. And here Lord Krishna is telling, first he tells Lord Krishna tells the importance of association of devotees, which is very important. Then Uddhav asks, how should I know who is your advanced devotee? Then Lord Shri Krishna, to identify advanced devotees, tells the 26 qualities of Vaishnavas. His Kurpalu and all that. This is very important to discuss, but today I am focusing on another aspect. Not saying that these are less important. After telling the important qualities, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says among all these qualities, the 17th one, Mata Sharanam, that is taking shelter of Krishna, is most important. That is like the important quality amongst all these 26 qualities. A person should be, a devotee should be having this Mata Sharanam, and along with that, these 25 qualities are like gems. Others may have these other qualities, equal to all, and Krupalu, and all these, but if he is not a Mata Sharanam, then that is like a big arrangement, but there is no essence. The whole essence is failure. I will tell you exactly how this becomes a failure. So, after that, after telling that verse about the various qualities of devotees, Lord Krishna then explains what is his Mata Sharanam. He gives four verses to explain how to perform devotional service. And there he says, one should be free from pride, prestige, while engaging in devotional service. And then one should, Lord Krishna is telling all activities of devotional service. He should worship the Lord. He should offer food to the Lord. He should celebrate festivals like Janmashtami and boat festival and Jalakrida and Chandan Yatra and all these festivals he should celebrate. So he's telling then he should install deities. Then he should follow the religious vows mentioned in the Vedas. He should construct temple, become servant of devotees without duplicity. So telling all these devotional activities, Navida Bhakti, we are having this summer showers of Navida Bhakti. So after telling this, Lord Krishna also tells this aspect which we are discussing with reference to today's Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and various levels of bodily levels. Lord Krishna tells, after telling these important points of Mata Sharanam and explaining how does Mata Sharanam goes ahead. But Lord Krishna adds on further in the verse, O saintly Uddhav, please know that you may worship me in the sun, fire, brahmanas, cows, Vaishnavas, sky, wind, water, earth, individual soul, and all living entities. So Lord Krishna is telling, yes, I am personally present in the deity form in Golok Vrindavan, in Mayapur. But still, I am present in all these other extensions as well. You cannot neglect these extensions while worshipping me. You cannot neglect the sun, fire, brahmanas, Vaishnavas, sky, and all the material elements as well, wind, water, earth, and the soul. This aspect of devotional service is the most important part. That is the important quality. But along with that, here, Lord Krishna is telling Uddhav about the all-pervading nature of Supreme Lord. Everything is resting within the Lord. If one does not know and one does not see the presence of Krishna everywhere, one's Krishna consciousness is third class and materialistic, is explained in the purport. That it's very important to render devotional service to Supreme Lord. But one cannot see the presence of Supreme Lord in all these things and even in the material elements, then his devotional service is not of a high caliber. And as I said, materialistic on the external level. It is clearly stated in all the Vedic literature that Supreme Absolute Truth is the source of everything. Even Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse. And he says how important it is for Vaishnavas and devotees. He quotes this verse, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. And explaining this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Shri Krishna is Jagat Hitaya. He is caring for all. Whole world, Jagat. But more important, Lord Shri Krishna is telling, Namo Brahmana Devaya is the Supreme Lord. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Lord Shri Krishna is giving specific importance to cows and brahmanas. Although he is Jagat Hitaya, he is caring for all. But still within that, he is especially caring for first the cows and then the brahmanas. Therefore, it is very important that we don't maintain our devotional service because we are all devotees here. We don't maintain our devotional service on this external and material level of consciousness. And as it is said, it is third class. We should go ahead. We should learn to see Krishna's presence everywhere. And that is the sign of mode of goodness. A person in mode of goodness will be slowly, slowly coming away from these dualities. High, low. He can see that Krishna is present everywhere. Whatever state of being one is in, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, cow, animal, bird, parrot, donkey, monkey, is ultimately by Krishna's desire, and the soul is completely aloof from this body. And the whole aim of Vedic civilization, where all low class people like this are accepted and higher class sages like Narad Muni are accepted, is to come slowly, slowly to the level of mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is good, is not spiritual in itself. Mode of goodness is not spiritual in itself. But it is the mode in which it doesn't impede spiritual progress. Mode of goodness is not spiritual in itself. But in that mode, our spiritual progress is not impeded. In mode of passion and ignorance, which is also not spiritual, but it tries to impede our spiritual progress. Therefore, it is recommended that one try, and therefore, these all rules and regulations of Vedic scriptures or Vedic culture are there. In any culture, there are rules and regulations like marriage, and so many rules and regulations are there about eating, timing, bathing, so many things, dressing, clothing, all these things are there so that a man comes into mode of goodness. Because in the mode of goodness, first it doesn't impede spiritual progress. Second, in the mode of goodness, there is a hankering and desire to develop further and further knowledge, which helps us to achieve the knowledge of spiritual life. So therefore, this mode of goodness is recommended. Where it develops a desire, a man wants to get more and more, rather than just enjoying this world like animals, he wants to get more and more knowledge of this world and of Supreme Lord. Therefore, mode of goodness helps him to progress further to spiritual life. But one should understand this mode of goodness is helpful, useful, or like good only when a person achieves the result of going beyond mode of goodness to devotional service. It's just like if you want to travel, say from Bombay to New York or Bombay to London, then airport is the best, most favorable place to travel. It's very easy to go to London or New York by going to airport. You can't sit here and say, I want to go to London or New York or some other foreign country. No, airport is the best place. You have to go to the airport. But going to airport, you go to airport, but if you miss the plane, then your trip to airport is useless. Now similarly, mode of goodness is very important and useful to go to spiritual world. But if you achieve the mode of goodness, but miss the plane to spiritual world, then your trip is useless. And you may say, look, I am in airport now. You are in ordinary city, in Chowpatty, and I am in airport. But you may be in Chowpatty or you may be in airport, we both are equally away from the spiritual world. Or we are, in material example, we are equally away from London or New York. Just being situated in airport doesn't make you closer to London or New York. Going to airport is useful, it's a very favorable place. But going to airport, you have to catch the flight or plane. Similarly, mode of goodness, being in mode of goodness doesn't take you out of material world. You are in a favorable place within material world, but you are not out of material world yet. Going in mode of goodness, you have to take the flight or make further endeavor to render devotional service. Similarly, therefore, this mode of goodness, but still mode of goodness is important. And therefore, one should try to develop this mode of goodness by following the rules and regulations. But if just goes to mode of goodness and stops there, then still is in material world, just like if you go to airport and then we are stopped there, we don't take the flight further, then we are no way closer to London or New York than to any person in the city who is not in the airport. So a person who is advanced in spiritual life, he tries to go to this mode of goodness and doesn't stop there, but from there he tries to go further ahead to render devotional service. And while rendering devotional service, he doesn't get engaged or entangled into this external devotional service, materialistic, where, like as I said, only what is the characteristics of a Kanishtha Adhikari? One way, he only worships the deity, but he doesn't recognize the devotees. Similarly, one doesn't learn to recognize Krishna's presence in holiest material world. At the same time, Krishna is especially present in or fully present in the deity form. Both are true. So one has to come to this mature understanding, and when a person starts practicing devotional service with this mature understanding, slowly, slowly, he will get free from these material modes and go back to spiritual world. At the same time, he can appreciate, learn, respect and behave properly to all classes of people and all classes of living entities within this material world. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.